Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Corfu and Evia have become the latest Greek islands to issue evacuation orders as Greece battles a series of wildfires. Almost 20,000 people have been forced to leave roads and a number of holidays have been cancelled by tour operators. Kate Carlin reports.
Wildfires in some areas of Greece have been blazing for nearly a week now as the country grapples with temperatures in excess of 40 degrees Celsius. The island of Rhodes has borne the brunt of the fire so far. Local residents and tourists have been left with no option but to flee their homes and accommodation. Major travel firms, including TUI, have cancelled flights, while UK holiday companies are sending planes to Rhodes to assist tourists in returning home. Ryanair flights are continuing to operate as normal. Here, the Department of Foreign Affairs has advised Irish citizens to be alert, follow local advice and stay away from affected areas. A national holiday in Greece, planned for today, has been cancelled. Emergency services say it could take several days to contain the fires.
An Irish bar owner in Rhodes told Morning Ireland that local people were working to bring their own families to safety in the north of the island, and that as a result, businesses in the area not affected by fires are closing. Janet Karamanos from Dublin, who lives in Pefkos, said everyone was doing their best to help.
People that would normally work in a restaurant or a bar in the tourist season are now volunteering to fight the fires. Also, everybody that kind of works here in all the resorts, they have homes close to where the fires are, so they had to run and get their families to safety. Businesses have had to close because they don't have any staff because the staff have gone to help the people in need.
Russian officials say Ukrainian drones struck two buildings in Moscow and an ammunition depot in occupied Crimea during the night. The Russian Defense Ministry said it neutralized two Ukrainian drones over Moscow with no casualties reported. One of the drones crashed close to the Defense Ministry building in the center of the Russian capital, while the other hit an office block in southern Moscow. Yesterday, Kyiv vowed to retaliate for a Russian missile attack on the Black Sea port of Odessa, which killed at least one person and wounded more than 20, and badly damaged the Orthodox Cathedral. Ukraine this morning reported a further Russian strike on a grain hangar in the Odessa region. Meanwhile, President Putin has said he will replace exports of Ukrainian grain to Africa after Moscow refused to extend the international agreement enabling the safe export of grain from Black Sea ports. In a statement published on the Kremlin website, Mr. Putin said he wanted to give assurances that Russia is capable of replacing the Ukrainian grain both on a commercial and free-of-charge basis. Neither side in Spain's general election has secured enough seats to form a government. With almost all votes counted, the right-of-centre Popular Party has 136 seats and the governing Socialists 122, each well short of the 176 needed for a majority. The Popular Party will also fall short of a majority, even with the support of the far-right Vox Party, which lost seats. The Socialist Party leader and Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who governs along with the far-left Podemos, said the right and far-right were beaten in the election.
Spain and all of its citizens who voted have been emphatically clear. The reactionary bloc of regression that has set out a complete abolition of all the advances that we've achieved during these past 4 years has failed.
The Assistant Garda Commissioner Angela Willis will meet the Dublin City Council Joint Policing Committee this evening to discuss policing in the capital. It follows an assault on a 57-year-old American tourist in the city centre last Wednesday, which left Stephen Termini in a critical condition in hospital. Yesterday, Gardaí charged a 14-year-old boy with assault causing harm. Debates in the Israeli parliament on controversial plans to reform the judiciary continued well into the night. The proposals, which would curb the powers of the Supreme Court, will be put to a parliamentary vote later today. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to turn up to vote for the bill after he was discharged from hospital this morning following a procedure to have a pacemaker fitted. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested against the proposal, which they say will undermine democracy. But this woman in Tel Aviv explained why she supported the government's reforms.
I am 100% in favor of this judicial reform. I think my country needs it. I think we absolutely need to go through with it. I think it would be a huge mistake to let anarchists to run absolute terror across our streets to win in this case. And I really, really hope that they follow through with everything they've promised us they do.
The Limerick hurling team will be welcomed home at a special event in the city this evening to celebrate their victory in yesterday's All-Ireland Hurling Championship final. Limerick won the title for a fourth consecutive time, beating Kilkenny by a 9-point margin after an impressive second-half performance. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A mix of cloud and sunny spells, apart from some isolated showers, most places dry. Highest temperatures 15 to 19 degrees.